Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast. Here's D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Our first look at the Bears offense and Caleb Williams through the eyes of the head coach.
Bears, what I see offensively is starting with the quarterback with Caleb. Really, you know, exciting player to watch. Strong arm, like the guy can move around the pocket, scramble in to throw. Like he's, you have to stay on your coverage, right? Because he's going to find someone downfield. So it's, we have to be on the details there when it comes to him moving around in the pocket and just their running game. I think that's where everything starts. They do a good job of their zone scheme, right? Getting Swift going on the outside. We have to do a great job in the run game. And then they have playmakers on the outside. Keenan Allen, all right, DJ Moore, 2 big time playmakers who've done it for a while in this league. Guys, we have to be aware of where they are in all situations, and we have to make sure we're as sticky as possible in coverage versus them.
So we should point out, before we get into, Seth, your analysis of Caleb Williams from watching his game last week against the Titans, we should point out that both Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze, 2 of the 3 big wide receivers they have, DJ Moore being the other one, they didn't practice yesterday. Neither Allen nor Odunze practiced yesterday. The Odunze injury sounds a little more serious. It was a knee that they had to MRI, and he's week to week kind of thing. I have no idea if he's going to play or not, but that sounded a little more serious. Allen's injury is listed as a heel. He's always hurt over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So who knows if that means he's going to play or not going to play. Who knows with Keenan
it's,
Allen.
Look, it was, I don't think, you know, and people are making various, attempts and stabs at looking smarter than everybody else and saying it wasn't actually that bad of a performance by Caleb Williams. It was a bad performance, but I think the thing is, okay, you got to take it with a grain of salt. It's his first start as a rookie. There were a lot of things going on with the offense that were bad that didn't necessarily have anything to do with Caleb Williams, which should make you concerned as a Bears fan. But it was one start. I think the biggest thing, if I'm sitting here as a Texans fan and thinking, all right, like let's not overlook Caleb Williams and act like he's a bust after one start.
Right.
The biggest thing that would concern me is that several of the really bad throws that Caleb Williams had was where he just airmailed it to wide open wide receivers downfield. There was the potential for big plays in that game. Caleb Williams screwed it up and had bad throws, it's like when you're facing that offense and thinking, look, we can't be letting these guys run free. We are the Texans defense that has a history recently of giving up big plays despite playing good defense otherwise. Yeah. That can really, really bite you. The Bears did potentially have some big plays on the docket last week, but Caleb Williams was just wildly inaccurate in those throws. So my question is, all right, is it just rookie nerves? I don't think that that's something that he's going to typically do over time, but I don't know how long it takes for him to iron it out, and whether it comes in week 2 or week 5 or week 6, I would prefer it not come in week 2.
Yeah, I think of the two teams here, I think the Bears are, well, I mean, they're the road team, so what I'm about to say sounds a little obvious, but I really think the Bears wish this game was a noon Sunday game, not a 7:15
yeah.
game on Sunday. Like, a noon Sunday game would have lent itself more to the typical kind of late-arriving Houston crowd. I think between the afternoon tailgating, the excitement, I think it's going to be a really loud stadium on Sunday.
It's going to be really, really loud, and you had a quarterback who at home looked like a nervous rookie in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And that's where, if you're making excuses for Caleb Williams, I think that it's fair to say that the interior offensive line was horrendous. They were really, really bad. Now, They were facing young Tavondre Sweat, who has not been yet tired and worn down by carrying around 360 pounds of mass, and then Jeffrey Simmons, a very good defensive tackle. Yeah. So those guys physically destroyed the Bears' interior offensive line. That was hard for a rookie quarterback especially to deal with. But it's funny because, man, a lot of the same things that you could say about Justin Fields, you can say about Caleb Williams. His footwork gets him in trouble. Being sloppy with your footwork, it matters in tight NFL pockets where there's one, maybe there's a little bit of pressure or maybe bad pressure by one defensive lineman. But when you're heel clicking and slopping around and then trying to throw the football, yeah, that's when you airmail people. And I don't think he's going to fix his sloppy footwork between week one and week two.
No.
So that part, if I were a Bears fan, I'd be really nervous about the fact, like, oh, yeah, I remember the guy with crazy arm talent who was sloppy in some regards, but you thought maybe he could scramble around and do something. Sounds a lot like Justin Fields.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, and it sounds like the opposite of C.J. Stroud, whose footwork remains immaculate even when there's all kinds of clutter around him.
Yeah, you know? And C.J. already had good mechanics, and he improved on them throughout his rookie season.
Right.
His mechanics actually got better as the year went along, but he started off at a much better place than Justin than Caleb Williams does.
Yeah.
I think that big thing, the interior offensive line is an opportunity. I think that, yes, the Titans' defensive tackles played very well, but those offensive linemen were getting beaten like Xavier Suafolo type of ways.
Oh, geez.
Just getting trucked. Yeah. Like having a bad pass rush, having bad pass protection on a screen is not something that on a play where offensive linemen are supposed to lose the down intentionally to try to dupe them into rushing upfield. And then the quarterback trying to scramble out of it instead of just throwing the ball at the feet of the screen recipient. That was combination. All right, it was bad O-line play, but it was really, really dumb rookie quarterback stuff. It was like a 17-yard sack by Tavondre Sweat.
Yeah.
You know, it just, the stuff that shouldn't, you've got this incredible guy who can create with his feet. Who sacked him?
Yeah.
Did Julius Peppers come back in his prime?
Right.
No, it was Tavondre Sweat.
Yeah.
397-pound defensive tackle.
He tackled him.
Just got back there too fast. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the Bears offensive linemen when you're describing the screens. Like on these downs, they're supposed to lose because it's a screen.
Yeah.
Supposed to let the guys get after the quarterback, but not that bad. I'm just picturing like the O-line coach, like, Johnson, you're supposed to lose the down. You're not supposed to get blown out. All right.
Yeah. Or just not try to block him at all is
right.
What happened.
Yeah.
The guard is just like, see ya, big fella.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go seek glory downfield by blocking a linebacker.
Ah. Oh, what's happening back there? There's a great big fat person on top of Caleb.
Yeah, so that was really dumb by Caleb Williams. That was a stupid rookie mistake taking that sack, but it was also bad offensive line play.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The one thing that I was really intrigued by, and man, putting this on film in week one doesn't bode well for Caleb Williams in week two, was that he was barely under center at all. He had 14 snaps under center. 4 pass attempts under center. He was 1 for 4 on those pass attempts. But even when they were in the gun, it's not like they were working an RPO game or anything all that much. They were just letting Caleb Williams sit back there and I guess expected him to dissect NFL defenses as a rookie in his first start. Maybe he's so bad under center that they just didn't even want to mess with it. But even in the gun, they didn't try to threaten run or show run all that much. They just had him back there in empty backfield sets, going like, "Go ahead, do your best Tom Brady impression." I didn't get it. I thought it was malpractice.
That feels like something that does not get fixed in a week.
Right.
What
right,
you just
right.
described. You know what I mean? I mean, they may put him under center more, but he's never done that before. You know,
it was a classic thing where. Man, in the preseason, he did some really impressive stuff in the preseason. And I love drinking the Kool-Aid in the preseason when I can. I like looking at upside, and I watched Caleb Williams in the preseason, and I did a couple videos on it, and I was open and saying, look, this is versus the Bengals, not even second and third stringers. Right. Half the guys that he played against in the Bengals game aren't even on the Bengals roster right now.
Right.
But there were plays in that game where you're like, all right, well, he ain't running away from Jeffrey Simmons the way he did against that guy from Appalachian State.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened in the game. There were times where he thought he was going to work his USC magic. And this is the other thing that rookie quarterbacks have to understand and learn, too. Talk about the bad USC offensive line all you want. It's not the same. It's like there are good performances by NFL offensive lines where it's still more uncomfortable for the quarterback than a bad performance by the USC offensive line.
Yep.
It's just the pockets are more uncomfortable. The pressure comes faster. You can't run away from nearly as many defensive linemen. And that part of it looked very much like a college quarterback learning about life in the NFL.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Man, we're going to be all over this tomorrow on a Football Friday, getting you ready for Sunday. 4:20 pregame, 7:20 kickoff. Can't wait to see you guys out there. And then Clint Sterner and I have the postgame show into the wee hours. Love having primetime games back, man. This is a whole lot of fun. Dude, NFL fans are crazy. Yesterday was 9/11, and there's an NFL team that posted, you know, a never forget. NFL fans for this team went bananas off the chain yesterday in response to this post. It was wild. We've got some of the wildness for you coming up next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.